second hour of City Radio with Kyle Hunt and Sean Surplus from RenegadeBroadcasting.com, RenegadeTribune.com. So, Mr. Producer, get clip one ready where I got the various times for Hillary. We're just going to kind of run through this kind of quick. So be ready to pause and then be ready to forward to the next segment, Mr. Producer. Let's go and go with the first part of clip one. You got it. Oh, we got problems. No big deal. Let me know when you got it, Mr. Producer. But this is, I've got basically segments of the Hillary speech where she really digs into it. But if it's acting crazy, let's go to clip. Whenever you want to go to clip 13, Mr. Producer. See if that one will go.
Earlier today, Hillary Clinton, the individual who openly stole the Democratic Party nomination from Bernie Sanders, gave a press conference in Reno, Nevada, where she attacked the resistance to her takeover of this country by foreign banks, the Saudi Arabian government, the communist Chinese, and others. Make no mistake, that's who this lady is. That's what her foundation is. She's in deep trouble. She knows the emails are coming out from patriotic Americans inside intelligence agencies exposing her crimes. And she came out and attacked the free press. She came out and told lie after lie and said Donald Trump wouldn't disavow David Duke. It was crazy.
Hey, pause it there, Mr. Pause it there. Now, this disavow Duke thing, and let's talk about this for a second. Has Duke somehow, just because the Zio press, they make it seem like a white guy who was in the Klan 40 years ago, that he is no longer allowed to support anybody across any spectrum, but yet the most radical loonies from any other racial group are allowed to support who they want, whether they be communists, whether they're the 5% nation of gods and earths in New York, the Nation of Islam, married with Scientology now. Why is it that a white guy like Duke, now whether you like Duke or not, it really has nothing to do with this, but why is he not allowed to have an opinion, and why is he not allowed to support anybody for office? That's what really gets on my nerves. Go ahead, you guys, if you want to sound off on it.
Real quickly, I hear you on that, but at the same time, we had both Duke and Jones mentioning the same speech, which I think is really just promotion of both of these guys. They had their whole tiff back and forth. You know, they were arguing about Jewish influence, but here they are linked into the same vast conspiracy. And I just think it's very telling who they're putting forth as the big figureheads at this point. And to be honest, I don't really trust any of them.
Sean, your thoughts?
I don't trust any of them at this point in time either. In fact, Kyle was one of the people who absolutely raped my paradigm when it came to Duke, because Duke, for me, I had a lot of respect for many, many years. In fact, I had him running over here at 107.9 FM, and I've recently taken him down because of what I'm seeing. But I will answer your question there, Robert, just quickly, which is, you know, why can't he, want to favour somebody as everybody else could? Well, it's simply because he's white. Right. White people aren't allowed, aren't able to vote in who they want to vote in, or aren't allowed to stand up or preserve their own culture and their own values, their own creeds, their own race, especially because that is racism. It's evident over here in Australia. You know, the Abbos can vote for whoever they want. They don't have to vote if they want. They're exempt from voting just for being so-called Indigenous. But the moment a white, such as myself, doesn't partake in voting, I cop a fine, or a white such as myself does not fill out the census form, I've got to be badgered literally at my doorstep to fill out the form. And if I don't, they say that we're going to receive a $180 fine per day until I fill the form out. Wait a minute, Sean.
You are compelled by the state to vote in Australia?
By the country, that's right. By the federal government, you have to vote. It's mandatory.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. This year it was only a $20 fine. I haven't received my fine in the mail yet. However, I have been badgered at my front doorstep. I filmed me getting pretty aggressive with people at my doorstep trying to force me into filling out this census. And I basically told them to go, you know, go jump in a much nicer way.
Right.
But yeah, that's also mandatory. If you don't fill out the census, you can get a $180 a day fine until you finally do. But this doesn't happen to black people, and it just shows that this is about this white genocide, and it is included in this white genocide.
Sean, you have to wear a bike helmet too in your country as well, all right? That's great.
That's correct. A bicycle helmet. It's compulsory.
An adult has to wear that. Well,
hey, like, know, Obama, like Obama. Oh, yeah. All right. Let's let Mr. Producer hit play from there.
More ridiculous than Bill Clinton saying I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. And then she did it. She came out and misrepresented and spun and basically twisted what I've actually said. She lied to the people, not just to the U.S., but the world, and said that when I talk about 9/11 being an inside job, that the whole government did it, or that I say that no children died at Sandy Hook and they were all actors. I've never said any of those things. Sure, they've edited videos together to misrepresent, but it's just as big a lie as saying that Donald Trump likes David Duke. It's a fraud. Look at her when she holds her own heart and talks about how I have this dark heart, how I'm the evil person. You're the one that went in and made Libya become a failed state. You're the person that helped create that Al-Qaeda stronghold that morphed into ISIS. You and Obama are the individuals that backed the jihadi fighters that Saudi Arabia was funding that went into Syria and have killed hundreds of thousands of innocent Christians and others. Donald Trump's right about you being the founder of ISIS, just like I'm right from reading the congressional report from 2002.
Listen to this.
Where Congress said Saudi Arabia ran 9/11 and that bipartisanly the government stood down because of the embarrassment and covered it up. That's what I mean
there,
by
Mr. Producer,
9/11's
that,
an inside job.
So you can forward that to 541. But as you can see, Jones is trying to answer Hillary's kind of putting a tinfoil hat on him by giving us disinformation that the Saudi Arabians ran 9/11. This is what really gets on my nerves with Jones, because, see, he's never going to come off the plantation anymore. He's gotten worse and worse over the years. And, you know, we're about to hit the 15th anniversary of 9/11. And it's really kind of coming back up into the consciousness of people. And this is really what separates the men from the boys here, is this 9/11 issue, especially when you got guys out here, the heavyweights that Hillary's mentioning, saying the Saudis did 9/11. Go ahead.
Duke
won't
touch it.
It's the oldest play in the Democratic playbook.
Hold on. Stop
through
it, Mr.
All,
Producer.
All
right, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Sorry about that. I thought you meant go ahead, this into one of us. I was just saying Duke won't touch 9/11, and a lot of people out there won't, when all the evidence in the world points right directly at Israel. And it's not conspiratorial. I mean, it's facts all out there. Carl Cameron, right after the event, tried to document some of them, just a small fraction, got it shut down. But all the evidence in the world, so if somebody won't touch it, the question is why.
Yeah. And when it comes to Jones, I've got to say, I love just how he says it. He comes across as if, see, everything I've been saying about these Saudi Arabians acting out 9/11 has to be correct because Hillary Clinton is saying this. And I'm thinking, what's that got to do with anything? It's obvious that Israel had everything to do with these attacks. you can judge just beginning with the dancing Israelis and then move from there. But he says it in such a way where, well, because Shillery said this, that, and the other, it sort of proves my point that these Saudi Arabians were the ones who pulled off 911, and they even said it way back when. What a load of horse manure.
Yeah, I mean, well, these guys, there was some of the members of the Saudi, let's say, hierarchy had some involvement. Of course, you had the bin Laden family hanging out in our military-industrial complex. You had the whole Carlisle.
Well, they were friends with the Bushes. They were friends with the Bushes, so it was bound to happen. Yeah.
Yeah, so you got the whole Carlisle group meeting that was going on that morning with some of the heavy hitters in the Saudi intelligentsia. They were all watching it together. And then you had them all meeting up at Offutt Air Force Base with Warren Buffett, his big golf tournament. I mean, where they probably all watched it on big screens. We're having a big party the very day that 9/11 goes on. That's where G.W. Bush's plane flies into Offutt. I mean, same place where the Franklin cover-up all happened. Really sick stuff.
And, of course, Obama bowing to the Saudi king, one of the first things he did after getting to office, and then going around a world bowing tour.
Yeah, really just really weird stuff there. So let's get into this. I only got about 9 minutes left with you guys. Let's talk about, and I'm going to play some of the Hillary speech, hopefully if the producer can get that squared away once I let you guys go. But I wanted to talk about how this ties in with this quarterback and the PSYOP that's going on now with Black Lives Matter. You've got this freshly converted Muslim Colin Kaepernick now that's refusing to stand for the national anthem. You got all these sports fans burning his jersey. He's scheduled to have an Islamic wedding with this DJ Nessa, I guess her name is, from Hot 97. Really weird stuff. This hip-hop female kind of Kardashian-esque DJ, and then we've been seeing this since really Ferguson kicked off with some of the Arabs hanging out with the rioters there, how this whole thing, the agenda keeps moving forward with pushing the AstroTurf Black Lives Matter movement in with this Islamist movement, which is controlled as well, pushing these two together with kind of the SJW, like silly goofball safe space college types. It's like these three, you know, this coalition of minority kind of victim class, and then how they're marrying this with the Palestinian struggle, BDS, a lot of weird stuff here. Let's try to make some sense of it, Kyle.
You know what I was just thinking of when you're talking about this is the beginning of the movie Imperium, where the FBI agent, Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe, who's a Jew, he's part of a sting operation where they essentially entrap this black Muslim who was going to be part of some terrorist operation, which the mean old FBI had actually entrapped him in, you know, and set up. And the Daniel Radcliffe goes in there and talks to this guy, and, you know, he's very, you know, kind to him, like, oh, I understand your pain, the evil, you know, government of the U.S. I understand they bombed your place, you know. And so he's very much sympathizing with him and trying to, you know, show that, oh, wow, this, you know, he didn't really mean to do anything wrong. He was just in the, you know, poor victim of circumstance. And then throughout the film, this is then starkly contrasted with how he can't even view the white supremacists as human. How could he possibly even relate to these monsters who seem kind of normal sometimes? And they obviously have no legitimate grievances against the government, all while the cities burn around the country year after year as blacks get violent, target whites, burn down buildings, kill each other. You've got real terrorism going on in this country, but they're making Jewish movies about how it's not really the black guys who are, you know, the black Muslims who are a problem and terrorists. It's really these white supremacists. They're much more sophisticated.
That's exactly right, and I'll tell you something further about that, actually, Rob and Carl, is that the blacks and quite often the Muslims are able to stand there right in the streets, whether it be here in Australia, in England, or over there in the United States, and scream black power in a representation fashion, type fashion, of being black supremacists. They're allowed to say, all right, well, of course we see our race as supreme. It's our race. The moment somebody like me says, yes, I am a white supremacist, I think that our white race has done many, many things over time to show that we are supreme in many ways. The moment somebody like me says that, automatically I'm shouted down, called a racist, a hater, and everything like that. I'm obviously a man who wants to cook up 6 million Jews in ovens because I dare to say such thing. Things and this is sort of where Hillary goes with all of this, and what we're discussing here as a whole. We're not saying that we want to put 6 million or 6 trillion or whatever the number is now Jews in an oven and cook them up. What we're saying is that we reign supreme in many ways, or at least I'm saying it. I reign supreme in many ways compared to many other races and or cultures, and henceforth I want to preserve my race and my culture, so therefore I should be able to say that, yes, I am supreme within my own country. And we're also not saying that blacks can't think themselves supreme, but just do it in your own country sort of thing, just to go on what you were saying there, Kyle.
Well, what I'm just saying like this, if you're like, nobody shouts down in the black sector. They're more virulent types, whether it's, like I said, the 5 percenters, the some of the, you know, new Black Panther types, so forth and so on. They all get kind of just like, yeah, they're part of our family, and but they don't. There is no militant clean up your own backyard type. You know, mentality in within any of these other sectors towards the ones that they everybody would consider their extremists. It's only white people that when they get labeled as the extreme, where every force in the universe needs to come out against them and say, oh my God, we got to shut this down. We've got to squash this now, or it's going to become 1933 all over again. You know, this is the scare tactic that they use on a constant basis is Germany 1930s. And that's what they're doing with Trump right now. And it's very, fascinating to watch.
It went from the Muslims are the terrorists to now, if you're afraid of the Muslims all coming into your country, you're the terrorist.
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible how quickly that can change?
Yeah. So what do you think of this? And I only got a couple minutes left with you guys. I got to let you go, but Adelson, I was looking at Jewish Business News. Adelson and these heavy hitters are really holding back some funds. You think that's a psyop, or do you think what do you think there? Because we've talked about how, you know, there's this mixed bag in the Jewish community about its relationship with Trump.
Yeah, I don't know. There seems to be some economic turmoil afoot right now. I haven't studied it enough to comment intelligently, to be honest, but I see some signs that things could go downhill quickly. And so we should be prepared for that. And hopefully there are people with contingency plans in place to mitigate against some of the most disastrous effects that could occur if these Jews take us down yet again and reap their harvest.
Now, Sean, what's the mood in your country? We got about a minute left. What's everybody feeling like down there?
Well, I mean, it's the same old here, Robert. I'd like to think that people are waking up here in Australia, but I just don't see it en masse. Unfortunately, there's only a select few, but yeah, hopefully things will change.
All right, well, guys, thanks for coming on, and I'm going to continue this and play some of the Hillary thing if we can get it to work. But thanks for coming on the program, you guys. I'll be in touch.
Thanks, Rob.
Good night.
See ya.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Radio. Got a lot of material I want to get to. A buddy of mine said Glenn Beck was really going crazy with this alt-right thing on Friday, and I was so overloaded with information I couldn't pull up his show and dig into what this flaming moron would say, but I guarantee you it's some sort of soft wussified message. Now, I forgot to ask those guys about, well, I know Kyle posted this almost immediately the next day. There's a bunch of YouTubers and people online, Jim Stone online, and a bunch of YouTubers noticed that this whole speech that Hillary gave in Reno was like some sort of CGI green screen, weird, like people had their cell phones out and were supposedly recording Hillary, and there was nobody in the at the podium. And so the whole thing is there's all kinds of anomalies itself with the footage itself where Hillary is attacking this whole alt-right, David Duke, Alex Jones, et cetera, movement. So did you get that second one to load, Mr. Producer? Yeah. It's not working. Okay. No, because my times will all be jacked up, and so there's no point. But let's do this. I got just a few minutes left before we go to the bottom of the hour. Let's hit clip six just to throw a monkey wrench in this whole thing. Go ahead and hit clip six. The Queen Jones Bible. Queen James, excuse me.
Is that the homosexual movement, the gay agenda, actually has their own Bible. It's called the Queen James Bible. It makes a mockery off of the King James Version of the Bible. Now, in the Queen James Bible, it's based, of course, on the King James Bible, except it's edited to prevent homophobic misinterpretation. So what they've done is they've taken God's word, and they've decided, since that they're all gay and in their minds apparently perfect, they've decided to create a Bible where they take out anything pertaining to homosexuality. The Queen James Bible, quote-unquote, according to them, seeks to resolve interpretive ambiguity in the Bible as it pertains to homosexuality. We edited those eight verses in a way that makes homophobic interpretations impossible.
You can stop. So you're getting the gist of it. These people, see, they can't stop. They won't stop. There's this spirit underlying this saying where they're not going to leave regular traditional people alone. No, they're going to reject the message that's in the regular Bible. And no, they're not going to just walk away from Christianity. No, they're going to put their own unsanitized version of Christianity in the regular Christian people's face, you see, because this is the way these people got to be. Now, if you want to reject belief in that, big deal. That's on you. But the problem is, see, these people can't just do that. They can't walk away from it. They're like, no, we're gonna still say that we're Christians, and then we're gonna yank all the passages out of the Bible, et cetera, et cetera. And then we're gonna make our own, you see, because see, we're gonna be in your face like that. Just like the leaders of the gay movement 20 something years ago were saying, we'll sodomize your sons. Emblems of your feeble masculinity. We'll seduce them. And so basically, it's got to be this militant spirit about a lot of these people. It's not, now there's plenty of gay people, but don't get me wrong, that don't want to do that. But then there's this faction that can't leave well enough alone. They've got to make a Queen James Bible. You get it? They can't just walk away from it and say, you know what, I'm gay, I can't be part of this thing. No, I'm going to be part of this thing whether you like it or not, and I'm going to say being gay, it's cool, and I'm going to have my own rainbow cross, and it's the Queen James Bible. How you like that? We'll see you on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers, and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
I found another copy of the alt-right speech for Hillary, and it's not quite on the same. We're having technical problems with the first one where I had all the kind of times marked out to play the various parts. And so this one's around 30 seconds off. So bear with me on some of this. And, you know, the whole computer situation kind of half threw me in a tailspin where I got knocked out and my computer went zombie for 20 minutes. But hopefully, you know, you're still enjoying the program. And thank everybody for listening every week and being in the chat rooms and everything else. Now, Mr. Producer, we're back at a different clip one now. We're going to start at 2:45. Hopefully you're there. Let's go ahead and hit it.
Over our country. Everywhere I go, people tell me how concerned they are by the divisive rhetoric coming from my opponent in this election. And I understand that concern because it's like nothing we've heard before from a nominee for President of the United States from one of our two major parties. From the start, Donald Trump has built his campaign on prejudice and paranoia.
Okay, go ahead and stop it there. So go ahead and stop it there, Mr. Producer. Let's go to about 4:30. Okay, that should be about where we need to be. Now, so Trump has built his campaign on paranoia and the rest of it. Well, these Zelenskyites, Hillary Clinton, remember, she used to send this guy love letters, basically, back when she was a youngster. Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals, dedicated the book to Lucifer, blah, blah, blah. You know, the whole radical kind of transformation agenda, her, Obama, Bill Ayers, the entire gang from Chicago are into. Berkeley types, you know these people. They want to transform the country into basically a Bolshevik collectivist system. And it's very anti-European, and it makes deities out of non-whites, and whites are basically the most evil thing that's ever walked the planet. And that's this is how you know it's a genocidal agenda. I mean, some people can't flip their mind because they just don't see it. They can't see the duplicity in language, the double standards, the hypocrisy, where you've got these type of people that can call for the outright extermination of, you know, white people that have university jobs, Jewish people and some of the black militant types, and any white person that even tries to halfway stand up for anything, they're automatically run out of government or academia. Or a lot of times news and entertainment, they'll just get, look at Kurt Schilling. All right. Now, let's go to the next segment around 4:30 or so, Mr. Producer.
He doesn't see the excellence of historically black colleges and universities or the pride of black parents watching their children thrive. He apparently didn't see Police Chief Brown of Dallas on television after the murders of five of his officers, conducting himself with such dignity. He certainly doesn't have any solutions to take on the reality of systemic racism and create more equity and opportunity in communities of color and for every American.
All right, go ahead and stop it. Go ahead and stop it. You see systemic racism. That's ridiculous, folks. This is the same kind of crap that's got this 49ers kid all jacked up. To think that when you have an out of wedlock birth rate in the 90 percentiles, complete implosion of law and order, complete implosion of basic civility in most of our large urban centers and even some of the smaller ones, that's because, see, somebody else is forcing that. Now, look, there has been a cultural attack on basically the family itself. And I'm not saying it hasn't, but the same ones running the cultural attack, the same ones whining about systemic racism. That's what kills me. It's like the same Zio elites that are running the anti-family divide and conquer, offshoring of jobs, the whole nine yards. These are the same people that wind up the so-called victim classes into lashing out at basically middle class white people that are minding their own business, and see they get turned against them rather than turned against the power structure itself. And so they lash out at the cop rather than the politician or the banker or the producer, Eli Roth. I'm here to F everybody's minds up with his movies, you see. Mr. Producer, if you can find about 5:30, I'm just trying to run through this, and hopefully it's halfway accurate. It's a different clip, so I'm kind of tweaking the times. Go ahead, Mr.
Of knowledge or experience or solutions would be bad enough. But what he's doing here is more sinister. Trump is reinforcing harmful stereotypes and offering a dog whistle to his most hateful supporters. It's a disturbing preview of what kind of president he'd be. And that's what I want to make clear today. A man with a long history of racial discrimination, who traffics in dark conspiracy theories drawn from the pages of supermarket tabloids and the far dark reaches of the internet, should never run our government or command our military.
Okay, you can stop it there. Go ahead and forward to about 7:56. Now, so dark recesses of the internet. It's the only place where you can find truth. Okay, you know this and I know this. It's the dark recesses of the internet. Now, there's a crap ton of disinfo out here on the internet. But I tell people this. I was like, and it's so hard to try to get through people that get their information from the television or the local radio station when they're driving their car or Facebook. I mean, some of these people I talk to actually like, oh, I don't even watch the news. I just go to Facebook. They don't understand the level of Orwellian gatekeeping in Facebook. At least Twitter, for all of its boils and everything else, there's a lot more just balls to the wall, in your face information on Twitter. Now, I don't play with Facebook. I don't know, but from what I understand, it's just the worst. It's like a corral everybody into the left wing as much as possible, and to basically suppress and hold down any kind of, you know, ideas that are a danger to the oligarchy. Let's hit the next clip.
Colored and then rejected. 3 years later, the Justice Department took Trump back to court because he hadn't changed. And the pattern continued through the decades. State regulators fined one of Trump's casinos for repeatedly removing black dealers from the floor. No wonder the turnover rate for his minority employees was way above average. And let's not forget that Trump first gained political prominence leading the charge for the so-called birthers. He promoted the racist lie that President Obama is not really an American citizen, part of a sustained effort to delegitimize America's first black president. And in 2015, Trump launched his own campaign for president with another racist lie. He described Mexican immigrants as rapists and criminals, and he accused the Mexican government of actively sending them across the border. None of that is true.
You can
and
stop
oh,
it
by
there.
The way.
So let's forward to about 10 minutes, Mr. Producer, right on the nose. Now, with dealers and people not showing up to work, and, you know, that's just a low blow. I mean, that's just reaching for some straws there. The thing is, with Trump, whether you like him or not, he has a lot of black supporters and a lot of Latino supporters that the major corporate organs are really, really holding down. If you go to like Right Side Broadcasting and you go to a bunch of the different kind of more underground sites, Trump's got a lot more support of blacks and Latinos than most people think. Now, regardless of where you're at with Trump, it's a big psyop, whatever. It's still this kind of fear porn on the Democratic Party that this guy, he was, you know, on an NBC show, Rockefeller Center, The Apprentice, and all the stuff that Trump was doing on TV, all the people, Dennis Rodman and all the rest of them that are on his shows and all the rest of that garbage, all of a sudden when he runs for president, and let's just say he ruffles some of the feathers on the right, some of the like neocon elements, the Shapiros and the, you know, some of the Wolfowitzes and the Kagan family and the rest of them who have all jumped ship, Bill Kristol especially, you could look at this one or two ways. It's either a big psyop to make everybody think, wow, Trump's, gosh, all these neocons hate Trump. They're all never Trumpers, and they're all with Hillary now. Is it a reverse psychological operation, or is it, gosh, Trump really puts a bad taste in their mouth? And I mentioned on Jewish Business News, the front article right now is about Adelson not throwing any money behind Trump. And trust Roger Stone or not, supposedly he's really been talking about the fundraising and so forth, and a lot of the big Zio backers are not giving Trump any money. So read that what you want. Read into that what you want. You know, a lot of people are skeptical, and I'm skeptical, and you know that, but you got to look at everything, and you got to keep your mind moving. Don't let it get stopped at one spot, and just keep looking at it, and don't stop looking at it. Let's go on to the next segment.
Who has Mexican heritage, but just like me, was born in this country, is somehow incapable solely because of his heritage. Even the Republican Speaker of the House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, described that, and I quote, as the textbook definition of a racist comment. And to this day, Trump has never apologized to Judge Curiel. But for Trump, that is just par for the course.
Okay, so go ahead and stop it there. Now, she was, and you can tell my times are a little bit off because this is a different video, but she's trying to rip on Trump for ripping on that Mexican judge. But what she's not telling you, who was ruling on the Trump University case, I believe, but what she's not telling you is that guy was a member of La Raza. He's all clicked up into your think tank, foundation-funded kind of disruption operation, which is La Raza, which is to get a bunch of Mexican and you know, Central American types stirred up against whitey. For those inside the race, everything. For those outside, nothing. La Raza, the race, okay? And so Trump didn't even jump on that one, which I thought was kind of weird. So, Mr. Producer, let's go to about 1930, if you would, and we're going to skip some of the other stuff just for the interest of time. Go ahead and play at 1930.
Uncontrol movement's human shield. Hoisted high and proud, the Confederate flag proclaims a glorious heritage. And that one came shortly after the Charleston massacre, when Democrats and Republicans alike were doing everything they could to heal racial divides that Breitbart and Bannon tried to inflame. Just imagine Donald Trump reading that and thinking, this is what I need more of in my campaign. Now, Bannon has nasty things to say about pretty much everyone. This spring, he railed against Speaker Paul Ryan for, quote, rubbing his social justice Catholicism in my nose every second. No wonder he's gone to work for Trump, the only presidential candidate ever to get into a public feud with the Pope.
Pause it. Pause it there. Yeah, I give Trump props for getting into it with Pope Francis, this commie liberation theology guy that's behind, along with his buddies over there at the Kosher Nostra, basically the destruction of borders. I played last week where these guys are all getting together and putting together a house of prayer for all nations garbage there in Jerusalem and a big consecration coming. And so Hillary's trying to rip on Trump for getting into it with the Pope. Well, this Pope is a real sack. He's a jerk. This guy is basically part of the agenda to completely destabilize Western Europe, Canada, the U.S., the Middle East, Australia, all these countries. We'll pick this up on the other side.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I will show.
All right, we're back. Incendiary Radio. Let's keep playing for right from where we paused it, Mr. Producer.
It's truly hard to believe, but according to the Southern Poverty Law Center,
Southern Poverty
which
Law
tracks
Center.
Hate groups, Breitbart embraces ideas on the extremist fringe of the conservative right. This is not conservatism as we have known it. This is not republicanism as we have known it. These are racist ideas, race-baiting ideas, anti-Muslim, anti-immigrant, anti-women, all key tenets making up the emerging racist ideology known as the alt-right. Now, alt-right is short for alternative right. The Wall Street Journal describes it as a loose but organized movement, mostly online, that rejects mainstream conservatism, promotes nationalism, and views immigration and multiculturalism as threats to white identity. So the de facto merger between Breitbart and the Trump campaign represents a landmark achievement for this group, a fringe element that has effectively taken over the Republican Party. And this is part of a broader story, the rising tide of hardline right-wing nationalism around the world. Just yesterday, one of Britain's most prominent right-wing leaders, a man named Nigel Farage, who stoked anti-immigrant sentiments to win the referendum to have Britain leave the European Union, campaigned with Donald Trump in Mississippi. Farage has called for a bar on the children of legal immigrants from public schools and health services.
Right,
has said
there,
women
Mr. Producer.
Are, and I quote.
And then forward it to about 23:15. We'll pick up a couple more segments on the other side. But we know Britain's about to go belly up under Islam now. And there's more mosques than churches. They've imported millions of these people. And then Hillary, she's going to sit here and demonize Farage and the whole UKIP thing. Now, you might not like UKIP, and you might not like, you know, some of the things about him and old Monckton, Lord Monckton, and the rest of it. But my gosh, Hillary is like straight up ready to slit the throat of the civilized Western world by her rhetoric. I mean, it's that bad to try to basically place Trump, who's kind of just a kosher kind of populist guy, as like him and Farage is some sort of they're trying to make these guys into a straight up like villains, like they're somehow like, you know, the most crazy, bloodthirsty demons that have ever walked the planet, when the crazy, bloodthirsty demons are the ones that have basically destabilized all these cultures in the first place. And then they try to play like they're the innocent little multicultural, you know, we're here to protect everybody. We love everybody. And you're ready to absorb the entire planet into your own borders. These people are just like sick, just nihilistic, suicidal. That's what they are. They're suicidal. They hate life. They hate it so much that they're willing to extinguish their own kind from the earth. See you guys on the other side.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run, or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.